From jewelry to jets, the many uses of aluminum are being explored at the Cooper Hewitt National Design Museum in New York. Aluminum by Design is the first major museum exhibition to explore how this common metallic element influenced daily life in the 20th century. NPR's special correspondent Susan Stamberg reports.
Who says aluminium?
I do.
He's British. Paul Thompson, the new director of the Cooper Hewitt. In England, they say aluminium. Mr. Thompson is working to Americanize his pronunciation.
I think aluminium is the designer's dream material. It was lightweight. It was pretty much corrosion resistant. It's very, very recyclable. And it was very much the 20th century material.
Think what we wouldn't have without it. Soda cans, siding for houses, gutters, outdoor furniture. Lightweight wrapping for food.
You need Reynolds Wrap.
And corny old radio ads about it.
Rely on Reynolds Wrap.
Now we think of aluminum as a pretty modern material. In fact, it's been around forever in the Earth's crust.
It's all over the place, you know, in clay and all kinds of ground cover.
Curator Deborah Shin says the trick was to pry it from the ground, isolate, then purify this most abundant element. At first, back in the 1800s, aluminum was only available in tiny quantities, so rare it was put in jewelry. The Aluminum by Design show has a set of jewelry from 1860, pin, earrings, cufflinks.
And you can see that it's made of gold set with aluminum. And the
I thought it was diamonds. It's sort of faceted and flashy, but it's not diamonds, but it's trying to be.
That's right. It's aluminum, which we think of as a very humble material now, but in those days it was very rare and very expensive. In fact, it would have been as expensive as diamonds or gold or, you know, the most precious materials. So it's treated that way. So it's set like, you know, a very precious gemstone would have been.
The aluminum was engraved so that it sparkles. Queen Victoria and Empress Eugenie of France had aluminum jewels. Years before we thought of it for beer cans, aluminum was a girl's best friend. A century after it was used in jewelry, designer Paco Rabanne made an aluminum dress. By the 1960s, chemists had figured out a process by which vast quantities of aluminum could be manufactured for commercial use, in transportation, in industry, and in a designer dress. You've heard of the rustle of taffeta, but this is ridiculous. A mini dress, small aluminum squares and rectangles linked together at each corner with small aluminum chains. Looks a little medieval, like armor. Not much fun to sit in, probably, and it sure would drive airport security wild. On the other hand, without aluminum, we wouldn't have air travel as we know it. Lightweight and strong, aluminum is a basic element in aeronautical design. At the Cooper Hewitt Show, which was organized by the Carnegie Museum of Art in Pittsburgh, there's a wonderful shiny red and silver airplane made in Vietnam that is totally constructed of aluminum and measures only 12 inches long.
This little toy jet that you can see is made up of snipped up Coke cans, probably just glued together. So, you know, it was made by somebody with very modest tools and no big fancy equipment.
But in a way, it's a perfect circle for aluminum. It enabled flight, and now it becomes the latest toy made of aluminum, and it turns out to be a plane.
It's quite something.
The story of aluminum is also the story of material wars. When aluminum came on the scene, it competed with wood, with silver, with steel, and won out in many cases because it's so light and durable and cheap. And curator Deborah Shin says the future of aluminum is bright.
Audi has been working with Alcoa for several years now in trying to develop a lightweight aluminum frame, which of course would reduce the weight of the car and give you better gas mileage and all kinds of advantages.
But would it protect us?
Well, that's one of the challenges.
Aluminum by Design, jewelry to jets at the Cooper Hewitt National Design Museum in New York through mid-July, then on to Montreal, Miami, Bloomfield Hills, Michigan, and London. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.